Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And on this episode, I want to talk about living in survivor's mode. I feel like I have spent my entire life up until recently in survivor's mode. This is something that started within me when I was a kid. And I think as an adult, I always thought that it's something that happened to me in middle school or high school. And then I realized that this had been slowly happening to me since I was a child, you know. I feel like we all got our childhood trauma. We all got our stories. And they're all valid, you know. I know people be like, oh, well, at least you had this or at least you had that. Or people try to compare, like, who had the worst childhood? And I feel like it's no comparison. Even if you feel like your parents gave you everything, you had a nice house and you had, you know, you had a very extravagant childhood, but on the inside, you wasn't happy. I still feel like you're valid, you know, and I wouldn't invalidate anybody's feelings. But this is something that was started in me since I was a child. And I feel like it's very common in Black households to always hear your parents say, stay in a child's place, stay in a child's place, or this isn't for children, or this is. And it's like whenever you're a kid and you have a question about something being wrong or right, well, at least when I was a child and I had a question about something being wrong or right, I was always told that stay in a kid's place or to mind my business or was it my business. And I think sometimes when you're a kid and you're like calling out the adults around you for the things that they're doing that are wrong, that's like their line, you know, you're a kid, so it's none of your business, or you don't have no business because you're a child. Like, those terms get used a lot in Black households. And I feel like instead of just explaining to someone, like, you could just say, like, hey, even as a to a kid, you know, you can say, hey, what I'm doing is not right. It's not okay. I'm going to do it anyways, but you shouldn't do it. I feel like that would have been so helpful for me as a kid, you know. I don't have children myself, and I know people with kids get mad when people without children speak on what they would do with their kids or how to raise kids and things like that. But I feel like we all entitled to an opinion because we all once was a child. There's things that I'm still learning from people who are parents and they have kids, because sometimes when kids do stuff that's wrong, I be laughing, not because it's funny, but because you are bad as hell. And I've been told by parents, like, don't laugh because then they'll think that the behavior is okay. So that's something that I'm working on, like, not laughing when they do certain things. But sometimes them little cry fallouts be funny. It's like, get your butt up and stop it. Like, stop it, you know. But that's something that I'm really, really working on. But I feel like my childhood would have been so much better if when my parents were doing things or saying things that I had questions about or that I needed some type of understanding of, that they would have said, hey, this is not okay, but whatever their reason or excuse was behind what they was doing. So at least I would have kind of been getting an understanding of what is wrong and what is right, or have an understanding of what's going on around me. Because when you don't know, you start assuming, you start guessing, you start trying to figure it out on your own, and it makes the situation more difficult. My mom has a lot of, like, anxiety, and I feel like she kind of passed it on to me, but I mean her mother passed it on to her. So it's like a generational thing of having anxiety, and it's something that I'm really, really trying to break. And I realized how much of my anxiety started from when I was a kid, you know. And always feeling like I had to tough situations out when I wasn't happy, or I have to stay silent even when I wasn't happy. It started from a kid, me suppressing who I am as a person, me just trying to get through the day, not really feeling like I'm really enjoying my life. You know, I had these moments that were great and I loved. I had some really great moments from my childhood and growing up that I love, but it was always like just wanting to hurry up and get to the next happy moment or the next. And that followed me throughout my years of growing up, of feeling like I'm living for the next moment of happiness, the next thing. When I accomplish this, I'll be happy. When I get this, I'll be happy. Once I do this, I'll be happy. And not really enjoying the experience leading up to the accomplishment. And I think that's something that I've learned to, like, live in the moment, be present, and just start to, like, relax. Because when you're in survivor's mode, it's so hard to really see things for what they really are. Like, it's hard to really process information and situations, because you're just trying to get through it. You're just trying to make it out. You're just trying to survive. And it can really cloud your judgment. Like, now that I feel like I'm getting out of survivor's mode, I realize how in so many situations, my feelings were valid, but my actions were not. Like, I had the right to feel how I felt in certain situations, but because of my actions and the things that I was saying or doing and handling the situation, I was automatically deemed as what I am doing is wrong. And I realized that a lot, especially as a kid, and not really being good at, like, expressing myself and controlling my emotions. You know, sometimes you are right in situations, but you seem wrong because of the way that you're handling it. And I also think I had a problem with, like, people pleasing a lot. Now I'm more so like, I'm gonna pay you dust. I'm sorry. I'm really gonna pay you, like, dust. I don't care. Get someone else to care, because it's not me. But I had a really bad habit of just trying to keep the peace, you know, because I had things going on in my life that were so chaotic that I got into the mode of people pleasing because I didn't want situations to be toxic. And like I said, that comes with a lot of suppressing who you are. It comes with a lot of bottling up all of your emotions. And people always tell me, like, you're going to bottle up all your emotions and you're going to explode one day. And I feel like that happened to me, you know? I feel like I exploded one day, you know, and it was like such a, like, disassociation, and I was having such a hard time recognizing my emotions and feelings, and I had a hard time recognizing other people's emotions and feelings. I think I kind of got into the space where I would just ignore, and I feel like now that I'm kind of getting out of this mode, now I have this bad habit of, like, paying attention to every little thing and questioning every little thing. Like, my anxiety is, like, more. I have more anxiety now that I'm out of survivor's mode. But some of the anxiety is, like, good anxiety. It's not, like, all bad anxiety. But I think, oh my God, I look back and I'm like, you had such a hard time processing information. You was using survivor mode to get you ahead, and it was actually putting me behind. I was trying to get ahead by being in survivor's mode and toughing out situations, and really it pushed me farther back. Like, now that I'm not in survivor's mode, I'd be looking back on so many missed opportunities that I had to succeed, or relationships that could have been very good for me. And not just talking about, like, romantic relationships, but, like, platonic relationships. Like, you know, I look back on it and I'm like, oh my God. And then sometimes I look back on it and I look at those people who were around me and that were sticking around and how much they needed to feed off of me being in a low situation to make themselves feel better. You guys, people are always looking around, trying to find someone else to bring down to make themselves feel better. And I realized that being in survivor's mode, those were the type of people that I was attracting. I was attracting people who wanted to make themselves feel better by putting someone else down. And me being in survivor's mode, when people would say things and do things, it would upset me, but I would literally brush it off and be like, that's nothing. I would tell myself that that's nothing. I don't care about that. That doesn't mean anything. But really, it was upsetting. And it really hurt me and it hurt my feelings, especially when it comes down to people that I was so good to. You know, I kind of pride myself on being a good friend and being a good person, but it means nothing when you are a good friend and a good person to the wrong people. It means absolutely nothing. It means nothing. You want to be a good person and a good friend to people who are going to be a good person and a good friend back to you. I had to really learn that being resilient when you don't have to be is not a flex. When you do not have to tough a situation out and be in spaces where you don't feel appreciated, you feel tolerated, or you feel like people are purposely ganging up on you, especially once you start to elevate yourself, you will notice that everyone is like ganging up on you because they see you accomplishing something that maybe they tried for and they couldn't do. Maybe that they just never felt like they had the time to do, they had kids, or maybe they're taking care of a family or loved ones, and you will see that resentment and they will take it out on you. And they're like, let me bring you down a notch because you think you're too good, you know, but really it's them feeling like you're too good. People put their emotions and their feelings off on you. And sometimes it's hard to see and realize that when you're in survivor's mode, you're in survivor's mode thinking that it's helping you, but really it's making everything harder. It's literally making your life harder. And I'm like, now that I'm out of survivor's mode, I am so much more relaxed and I'm able to process things better in my mind. I'm able to process things and I'm so much more attentive because I felt like I had such a memory problem sometimes when I was in survivor's mode. But I think that's just because I had so many thoughts going on in my mind at once. I had so many feelings, so many emotions. And then now that I've taken a step back, everything makes so much more sense. It makes more sense. Like my mindset is more clear. And I'm still working on like my anxiety. It's something that like I feel like I struggle with, especially when I'm put in new situations around new people. Like I have this feeling sometimes in certain spaces of like I don't belong here, or I'm just very like nervous about how I'm being perceived because I'm at a point now where I want to be comfortable, you know? I want to be in situations where I don't have to change who I am or how I look to get along with the people that I am around. So it's just something that I'm working on. I really want to talk more about living in survivor's mode. I want to do a part two to this episode. I feel like this was such an overview, you know? I have so much to say about it. So make sure you guys look out for part two because I'm definitely going to do a part two. I just got off of vacation, you guys. I had such a great time. It was so relaxing. It was such a great time. I went to Mexico. If you guys want to see some of the photos and videos, you guys can literally just type in my first and last name on Instagram or TikTok and I'll pop up. You can put in the relatable black girl. I might pop up. I don't really have that much of a following. I just started this, but thank you guys for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you guys next time.